This is Pastor Ron Franklin at Covenant Community Church, and you're listening to Covenant Living Today. Hi, and welcome to today's edition of Covenant Living Today. Today on our broadcast, our message is, God is in control.
We're in a series of sermons on the spiritual benefits of the Christian life. And what we've been saying throughout this series is that what it's all about when we talk about the spiritual benefits of the Christian life is not what God will do to change our circumstances to make them more to our liking, but what God is going to do in us through our circumstances. What we've been saying is this: God will use your circumstances to change you before he will change your circumstances. God will use your circumstances to change you before he will change your circumstances. And what that means many times is that as Christians, we still have to deal with hard times. And so the subtopic of our series right now is making it through hard times. Because guess what? All of us will face hard times in life. Amen? But the wonderful thing about it is what we see in Romans 8:37. That's the theme verse around which all of these messages are built. Romans 8:37, look it up. Yet in all these things, what are we? More than conquerors, hallelujah. We are more than conquerors through him who loved us. Yes, we are going to go through hard times. Yes, there are going to be challenges that we're going to face in life. But in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. And let me tell you what the key thing that we need to understand and know and build our lives on when we're going through hard times is. Look at verse 31 of Romans 8. Here's the key issue. What then shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? How many of you know that God is for you? Amen. See, that's the key fact. That's the most important thing in the world, to know that God is with us. Get this. In hard times, when you're going through problems and trials and difficult situations, God is still on your side. And he is at work in your behalf. Go over to Psalm 138, verse 8. Psalm 138, verse 8. Here's a wonderful, wonderful promise to hold on to when you are going through hard times in your life. Psalm 138, 8. The Lord will perfect that which concerns me. Your mercy, O Lord, endures forever. Do not forsake the works of your hands. The Lord will perfect that which concerns me. Do not forsake the works of your hands. How many of you know that you are the work of God's hands? He made you, amen? And he sent his son to die for you. And guess what? He will perfect that which concerns you. The bottom line is God is in control. When you're going through hard times, difficult situations, facing problems, and you don't know what to do about it, God is still in control and he is still on your side. That's what we want to talk about today. How is it that God goes about perfecting that which concerns me during my hard times? Go back to Romans chapter 8. Let's start with verse 26. Romans chapter 8, starting with verse 26. Likewise, the Spirit also helps in our weaknesses, for we do not know what we should pray as we ought. But the Spirit himself makes intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. The Spirit also helps us in our weaknesses. Here's the first thing that God does when I'm going through hard times. God compensates for my weaknesses. Look at what this says. How many of you have ever been in a time in your life when you just couldn't even seem to pray? It was just so, the pressure was so heavy, the situation was so deep, you didn't know how to pray. Do you see what God is saying? Even when you come up against a time like that, God is there and He will compensate for your weakness. Let me tell you something. This is an encouraging verse to me because it is a general principle of the Word of God that here in this verse is applied to a specific case, but it applies generally. Go over to 2 Corinthians chapter 12. Look at this. God will compensate for my weaknesses. When I'm too weak to do what I need to do, God is still there. Let me tell you something. I need that. Amen? Look at 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 9 and 10. Here is the principle. And he said to me, "My grace is sufficient for you. My strength is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, most gladly, I will rather boast in my infirmities that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Therefore, I take pleasure in infirmities, in reproaches, in needs, in persecutions, in distresses for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, what? Then I am strong." Why? Because God compensates for our weaknesses. Hallelujah. Catch it. When I'm going through hard times, God has given me some spiritual weapons to use to get me through those times. There's the weapon of prayer. Amen. There's the weapon of faith, standing on His word, confessing the word instead of confessing my circumstances. But let me tell you what's so encouraging to me. I don't have to do everything right in order for God to work on my behalf. I don't have to do it all right. Sometimes I don't know how to pray. Amen. Sometimes all I can do is just come before God and say, "God, help me." Sometimes I don't know how to confess the word as I ought to confess it. But you know what the word is telling me? Even when I can't do it the way I should do it, God is still there on my side. He will still fill in the gaps. I don't have to be perfect. When I am sincerely following Jesus Christ, obeying Him the very best I know how to obey Him, but I still come up short on doing what I'm supposed to do, I'm not praying the way I should pray, I'm not confessing the word the way I should confess it, even then God can compensate for my weaknesses. Now let me be clear about this. This does not apply to being lazy. Amen? Hosea chapter 4, verse 6, you know this. "My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge." But why did they lack knowledge? Look at the next sentence. "Because you have rejected knowledge, I also will reject you from being priest for me. Because you have forgotten the law of your God, I also will forget your children." Now catch it. God is on our side. Amen. God will compensate for our weaknesses. But if our weaknesses are the result of the fact that we simply neglected to do what we needed to do, guess what? God does not reward laziness. How many of you know that in order to be strong in the Lord and to be a workman who does not need to be ashamed, you have to learn how to rightly divide the word of truth? Anybody heard that? Amen. You know what that sentence says, that scripture says? It says you have to be diligent. You got to work at it. Amen. Now suppose you have hard times coming to your life. You're going through a situation. You don't know what to do about it. And so you begin to cry out to the Lord, oh Lord, help me, help me, help me. And you never open up the Word of God to find out what the Word says about that situation, how God wants you to pray or how God wants you to act in that situation. And you're crying out, oh Lord, help me, help me. And you know what God is saying? I already helped you. I gave you the Word. I gave you the Word. And until you go do what you need to do, I can't help you anymore. Amen? It's like somebody who is out of work. Anybody have any friends out of work? Mm-hmm. Amen. All right. And they're crying, oh, I need money. I don't have any money. And what do you say? Well, I'll help you. I'll help you. I'll help you write a resume. Oh, no, no, no. I'm just going to pray. Oh, Lord, help me, help me. Guess what? They're going to stay out of work. Why? Because they didn't do the thing they needed to do. And in the same way, when we neglect to do what God tells us to do, God's not going to make up for that. No, what he's talking about is this. When you've done the best that you know how, when you've been obedient, the best you know how to be obedient, and you still don't do it the perfect way, God says, I'll be there for you. I'll be there for you in your weakness, and I will fill in the gap. You know what God's like? Let me tell you what he's not like. Remember when you took the driving test? You took the driving test and you got in that car and you're sitting there and on the other side is the driving test examiner, right? And he took out his little pad or his little sheet, took out his pen, and he's poised. And you knew what he was doing. Every mistake you made, what was he going to do? Check it off. And if you made too many mistakes, what? You flunked it. Amen. God is not a driving test examiner. He's not sitting there waiting for us to make a mistake so he can mark us down. You know what God is like? God is more like your dad or your mom when you were learning how to ride a bicycle. Remember that? You got on that bicycle, and what did they do? They ran alongside you and they held you up, and then they let you go by yourself for a little while. But you started to fall over, right? And when you started to fall over, what did they do? They were there to catch you and hold you up. And when you got back home, you said, oh, I rode my bicycle around the block. No, you didn't. Your dad or your mom kind of carried you around the block, amen? But you thought you rode the bicycle. Why? Because every time you got ready to fall, they were there to fill in the gap, to give you the strength that you needed, that you didn't have for yourself, and you made it. You made it around the block. That's what God is like. Whatever situation you may be going through, when you go through hard times, the promise that he makes is that if you will depend on him, do all that you know how to do, he will fill in the gaps and get you through. Here's the second thing. Look back at Romans 8:26 again. The second thing that God does to perfect that which concerns me when I am going through hard times. Likewise, the Spirit also helps our weaknesses, for we do not know what we should pray for as we ought. But the Spirit himself makes intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. Here's the second thing God does. God himself intercedes on our behalf. God himself intercedes on our behalf. When we are going through hard times, God himself intercedes on our behalf. Look at what it says here. It says, for we do not know what we should pray for as we ought. The first thing that tells us is when we're going through hard times, we ought to be praying. Amen? We ought to be praying. Philippians 4, verses 6 and 7. You know these verses, Philippians 4, 6 and 7. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And what will happen? Verse 7. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. James 5:16 says, confess your trespasses to one another and pray for one another that you may be healed. The effective, fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much. And so the first thing is, when we are going through hard times, we need to take hold of that spiritual weapon of prayer. How many of you have ever gotten sick and the first thing you did was run to get an aspirin or an ibuprofen or call the doctor? That was the first thing you did. How many of you know God heals? Amen. Amen? Guess what? If you have a headache, before you run to the aspirin bottle, you need to run to prayer. Amen. I mean, just a little headache. That's all it is. But you need to start off by tapping into the power of God. Because guess what? There's no such thing as a little headache. Amen. You don't know where that thing might lead if God is not in control. So I want to make sure God's in control. See, what the word is telling me is I need to pray. And I need to pray right. Go over to James chapter 5. Look at verse 16. No, excuse me. 1 John chapter 5. Verse 14. 1 John chapter 5, verse 14. Look at this. When I pray, I need to pray right. 1 John 5, verses 14 and 15. Now, this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And if we know that he hears us, whatever we ask, we know that we have the petition that we have asked of him. This is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. Do you hear what that promise is telling us? Whenever we pray in the will of God, God has promised he will hear, and when he hears, he will answer. Amen? So what does that say? The key to answered prayer is what? Praying in the will of God. Amen? Praying in the will of God. When we pray in the will of God, God already guaranteed an answer. And how do we know what the will of God is? Does anybody have any idea how we know what the will of God is? How does God tell us what his will is? Does anybody have any idea? Praise God. Aren't you smart? Praise God. Amen. Yes, God's word tells us his will. When we pray according to the word of God, according to the promises that he has made in his word, we can have the assurance that God is going to answer prayer. But let me ask you this. How many of you have ever gotten to a situation, something was happening in your life, and you didn't know what to do about it, and you had no idea what the Bible said about that thing? Let me just see. Some of you need to raise your hands right now. Amen. And because you didn't know what the word said about it, you might have gotten out your Bible. You started searching through the scriptures, trying to get a word, and yet you couldn't find anything that you could stand on. Guess what? Sometimes we don't know how to stand on the word of God the way we should. But you know what God says? Go over to Psalm 103. Look at verses 13 and 14. Let me show you what God's attitude is. God is not sitting up there saying, uh-oh, you didn't dot that I. You didn't cross that T. You don't get anything from me. No, look at what God's attitude is. Psalm 103, verse 13 and 14. As a father pities his children, so the Lord pities those who fear him. For he knows our frame. He remembers that we are dust. Do you know God knows all your weaknesses? God already knows all your weaknesses, and it doesn't faze him one bit. Amen? Isn't that great? As a father pities his children, so the Lord pities those who fear him. Even with all our weaknesses and failures and shortcomings, God knows. And so when we don't pray as we ought to pray, the word tells us that the Holy Spirit of God himself will fill in the gaps. Oh, now, you know, we need to do the best we can. Amen. We don't want to neglect the word. But when we have done the best we know how to do, God will fill in the gaps. A couple of weeks ago, some of you know we're having a computer class here. We got computers set up in the back. And I went to another church that's holding the computer class to see how they did it. And so I sat in on this class, and the instructor was very good. And what he did was he had the class learning the specs, the specifications, what the specifications of a computer mean, so that when you go to buy a computer, you know what to ask for. And so he was talking about megabytes and gigabytes and CD-ROMs and DVDs and, you know, sound cards and all the rest of those things. And you could see some of the students there, they were trying real hard, but they still didn't get it. And so, you know, they'd go someplace and they might ask for a sound card, a 20 gigabyte sound card. How many of you know that doesn't work? That doesn't make any sense. Amen? And I thought about that. You know what God is like? You've got all this stuff in your head. You know what? You're trying to get the right computer, but you don't quite understand all the specs yet. And you kind of go and sit down with a friend who knows computers, and that friend says, okay, tell me what you want. And you start trying to describe it, and you get all mixed up with your gigabytes and your megabytes and your RAM and your CD-ROM and all the rest of it. You get it all mixed up. But he's listening to you, and he hears what it is you really need. Then he pulls out the catalog, and he finds what the manufacturers have that fit what you need. And even though you don't know what you're talking about, because you got a friend who does know, he can translate what's in your heart and get you the computer system you really need. Even though if it was up to you, you'd mess it up. That's the way God is. Sometimes when we pray, we get it all messed up. We don't know what to pray for the way we should pray. We don't pray the way that we should be praying. Sometimes we even pray for stuff God doesn't want us to have. Anybody been there? Amen. But you know what the Holy Spirit does? He listens to our heart. Hallelujah. He knows what it is we really want, what it is deep down inside we really need. And he takes that and he presents it to the Father. And the Father takes that, and it says that he presents it according to the will of God. Because not only does the Holy Spirit know our heart, he also knows the heart of the Father. And so when the Holy Spirit is praying for you, guess what? He never makes a mistake. He never asks for what he shouldn't ask for. He never gets it all mixed up. It's perfect because he knows the heart of the Father, and he prays according to God's heart. Hallelujah. Isn't that a great thing? When we can't pray the way we should pray, the scripture tells us the Holy Spirit can take over. Praise God. The Holy Spirit can take over and pray for us. When we come before God in an attitude of prayer, even if we can't articulate what it is that we want for God to do, the Holy Spirit reads our hearts and presents the intent of our heart before God, presents it to the Father according to his perfect will, and God answers prayer. Here's the third thing that God does. Because he's in control to perfect that which concerns us when we're going through hard times, and it's maybe the best thing of all, look at verse 28 of Romans 8. Romans 8:28. When you're going through hard times, you need to know this. And we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are the called according to his purpose. We know that how much? All things work together for good to those who love God, who are the called according to his purpose. Whatever you are going through, God can take it and turn it to good. Hallelujah. Some of you may know about George Mueller. He ran an orphanage in England back in the early 1800s. And he is a man renowned even today for his faith. When the orphanage didn't have what it needed, he prayed and God supplied. Let me just read a story to you about what happened. One day things were looking bleak for the children in his orphanage. It was time for breakfast and there wasn't any food. And there was a little girl there who was visiting, and Miller took her hand and said, "Come and see what our God will do." And in the dining room, they had all these children there sitting at the tables ready for breakfast, and there was no food, nothing. And then Miller prayed. He said, "Dear Father, we thank thee for what thou art going to give us to eat." Now catch it. They're sitting there, no food, and he just prays, "God, we thank you for what you're going to give us to eat." Is that faith? That's faith, amen? Guess what happened? Soon as he finished praying, there was a knock on the door. The baker, the local baker, came and he said, "Mr. Miller, I couldn't sleep last night. Somehow I felt that you had no bread for breakfast, so I got up at 2 o'clock and I baked fresh bread, and here it is." And this happened over and over again in this man's ministry. The next thing that happened was this. There was another knock at the door. It was the milkman. His cart had broken down right outside. He said, "I need to get all this milk off the cart so I can fix the cart. Why don't you take it?" Now, catch it. That's faith, isn't it? Praise God. God came through. But here's what I want you to see. Not only was that faith for Miller, it was a Romans 8:28 experience for the baker and for the milkman. The baker couldn't sleep. Think about this. It's 2 o'clock in the morning. You got to go to work next day and you can't sleep. Is that a blessing? You don't think it is, amen? But guess what? God can make all things work together for good. He couldn't sleep. Why? Because God was speaking to him. God was speaking to him. Catch the milkman, though. How many of you have ever had your car break down? Mm-hmm. Amen. Did you consider that a blessing? No, you didn't. The milkman's cart broke down. I'm sure he did not consider that a blessing. Amen? But guess what? God already had it worked out. It was a Romans 8:28 experience. Why? His cart broke down and those kids got milk. Isn't that great? Something may be going on in your life today. It seems painful. You can't see how it's possibly going to work out. You can't see what possible good can come out of this situation. The promise God is making you today, He's on the job. He is in control. And whatever you are going through, whatever you are struggling with, whatever situation you are confronting in your life, whatever the challenge is that you have to overcome, He will work it out for your good if you keep on trusting in Him. You see, God's in control. And even when we can't see it, we can have the confidence to know that God is going to take whatever it is we're having to deal with and turn it to good. And one day we'll look back on that situation and be able to say, "Thank you, God. Thank you, Father. Thank you that you allowed me to go through that hard time in order to bring me to where I am now. And I give you the praise." Hallelujah.
This is Pastor Franklin. Thanks for listening to Covenant Living Today. This broadcast is an outreach of Covenant Community Church. We're a young congregation where the focus is on teaching the Word of God with clarity and integrity so that our members not only understand the Word, but know how to put it to work in their lives on a day-by-day basis. And because we're young, we have some great opportunities to serve. Perhaps you're looking for a church where you can both learn the Word and serve the Lord. If so, why not come and visit with us? Our worship services start at 10:30 every Sunday morning. Plus, we have Bible study every Wednesday evening from 7 to 8:30 p.m. Covenant Community Church is located at 1745 Derry Street in Harrisburg. And if you'll come to the corner of 18th and Derry or 18th and Berry Hill, you can't miss our building. For more information or directions, or for a CD of today's message, please give us a call at area code 717-232-5299. That's 232-5299. Or visit our website at covcomchurch.org. That's covcommchurch.org. This is Pastor Ron Franklin. inviting you to be listening for our next broadcast of Covenant Living Today.